Not long after the court ruling, Virginia's Republican members of Congress held a conference call, and they may very well appeal this decision. It's a strong possibility because it's rare nationwide for incumbent congressmen not to appeal a decision such as this. An appeal would tie it up in the courts much longer and delay legislative action. As UVA political professor Larry Sabato explains, what's happening with Congressman Bobby Scott's 3rd District has been occurring across the country.
It's a basic debate in representation. Do you want to guarantee the election of a representative of a particular ethnic group with the consequence that surrounding districts are much less likely to support the party with which most minorities identify, the Democratic Party? This is a debate that we hear all over the country, and of course, there's no clear resolution to it.
Governor McAuliffe has stated that ethics reform should include scrutiny of the state's redistricting process. If the GOP-controlled General Assembly were to redraw the boundaries and the governor found them objectionable, he could veto the bill and create a political firestorm. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.